The question today is, why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? This is the third part of this question, as we've looked at some things. I know when we think about Sodom, and of course that's the city that Lot pitched his tent toward, and there was five cities there, we believe, that was destroyed probably in the area of the Dead Sea. And the Dead Sea's there because of all the fire and brimstone that sort of hewed out a crater there when it exploded and came forth as it came forth from the earth. But at any rate, Lot pitched his tent that way as a lost man and went down and got involved in the city. And after Abraham saved, Lot, I think, was saved probably a couple of years before he got out of Sodom. You can look up the message on that on archives on these as we have heaven and when and where Lot was saved. And so as a result of that, but what was the sin? We know that Sodom, we usually think of sodomy, and that's, of course, a sin against nature, a crime against nature, and God condemned the Israelites wasn't supposed to be involved in that. Nobody else. It's forbidden. And therefore, it's called an abomination. And that's something that's disgusting, something that's filthy in that sense. But yet, that wasn't the only sin that happened in Sodom that brought destruction. Now, I know it was prevalent as the men came in, when the angels came to get Lot to bring him out of the city. The men wanted to know those men. I mean, they wanted to have sexual relations with them. And so as a result, we know that was dominant in that city. But there was also, as we said, the sin of women loathing their husbands. And Ezekiel 16 mentioned that. Loathing their husbands and loathing their children. That's exactly what's happening in America. They don't want somebody to rule over them. They don't want to submit to what God said. God said for the husband to rule over those women. And women want to do their own thing. And listen, if you come down to equal with man, women, you're actually lowering yourself from the place God placed you at. Don't do that. But you see, there's also pride and haughtiness in Sodom, and that's what's in America today. There's also a fullness of bread. Don't have to worry about where the next meal is going to come from. I don't know if too many that has to worry about that in America today, even though they may not have paychecks, but they got a lot of credit and credit cards, whatnot. And people are not hungry in America today. If they are, they're just too lazy to get hold of that. And so there's also an abundance of idleness. Want a shorter work week and do what they want to do when they want to do it. And I said recreation is wrecking our nation today, and we're in a mess today. Well, another thing that says it's a sin, we'll go a little further today in this third part, but another thing that's wrecking our nation and also was a sin of Sodom and caused her downfall. Verse number 49, it said there in Ezekiel 16, it said, not only was there pride, fullness of bread, abundance of idleness was in her and her daughters, but it said, neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And today I want to tell you that's exactly what happens in our society today. We give handouts to those who are able to work and want. And that doesn't strengthen, but it weakens it. They're idle, and they continue deeper and deeper and deeper in sin. They don't want God. They don't want God. I heard always wanting a handout. Give me a handout. They don't want to work for minimum wage. They would say, I can't get by on it. And the reason is our government has caused a welfare society. And I'm not against welfare for those who really need it. But most of them that can work, if they don't get out and work and try, it just creates a problem for everybody else. And as a result, that's what's happening in America. We have not strengthened the hand of the poor and needy. Somebody says, well, I'm not going to work for that. Well, I'd work three jobs if I had to get by, rather than go on the welfare as long as my body's able to do that. May God help us in America to see that we're not strengthening the hand of the poor and needy. And you see, I heard about a preacher one time, man walked by, and the preacher's mowing his yard with a push mower, hand mower, and it was one that had a motor on it, by the way, at that time. And the man wanted a handout. And he said, if you'll mow my yard, I'll give you $5, which is a way under more than labor would have been at that time. And you know what? He wouldn't take it. Didn't want to do it. And he was able to do it, but he just too lazy to work. The Bible says, men don't work, don't eat. And I think that's the way it ought to be in America. You get some of them. And you see what happens. They go deeper in sin like Sodom did. And that's what's happening in America. And we don't want God. And that's what's happened in the days of Noah. They did everything that was an imagination in their hearts. continually, and God had to destroy the world with the flood, and He had to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sin. So what was their sins? Their sins was they loathed their husbands and their children. They had pride. They were full of pride. They had fullness of bread. They had an abundance of idleness. And neither did they strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And then it says in verse 50, not only were they haughty, and they committed abomination before me. Now that's the real crux of the matter. That's where the sodomite come from. Those who commit sodomy came from Sodom. So they committed abomination, something that's morally disgusting. It's filth, in other words. And God said in Deuteronomy, but now, by the way, it's not just homosexuality that God said is an abomination. He said in Deuteronomy 22:5, it's an abomination for a man to wear that pertains to a woman, or a woman to wear that that pertains to men. And that's exactly what we've got today in this so-called transvestite society, which is a homosexual movement today. And he said in Proverbs chapter 6, verse number 19, something else about being an abomination or disgusting, morally disgusting. He that soweth discord among the brethren. Oh my, those who try to divide and pull aside. God said that's an abomination. And he's equating you in the same category as the homosexual. Proverbs chapter 28, verse number 9 said, he that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be an abomination. He said, it's disgusting to hear that when you've turned away your ear from hearing the Word of God. And folks, what's happened when you get down in the sin of Romans chapter 1 and you're indifferent about the light God gives you, it leads to ingratitude. You're not thankful for what little God's given you. You'll be thankful for the handful. God will give you the granary. Book of Ruth. Ruth accepted the handful. I want to tell you, that had been most societies today. They wouldn't have took that. She went out there and was willing to pick up a grain, willing to pick up a head or a stalk that had a head on that, or that barley to begin with. And she was excited to get it. And because she was willing to take the handful, Boaz gave her some parched corn. And she sufficed and eat and put some in her pocket to carry back to Naomi. She didn't fuss and say, if you can't give me more than that, I'll not take it. She took what she could get because she knew she was destitute. And I'll tell you what, she wound up with a bushel full to carry home, and she wound up with a granary in chapter 4 of the book of Ruth. If you'll take the handful, God will give you the granary. But what's happening today, people are not willing to take the handful. They're not willing to step out and take the little job, the little responsibility, so-called. And if you'll do that, God will give you more. But you realize something? In America today, that's exactly what's happening. Indifferent about the light that God gives them, ingratitude, and that leads to ignorance. Even what light you've got becomes darkness, and that leads to idolatry, which causes you to go even further, because God said He'd pull back the hedge once you begin to substitute idols for God. He'll pull back the hedge and turn you over to vile affection, uncleanness, and reprobate minds, and that leads to immorality of the body that He talked about. And that's exactly where we're at today. This thing of America, when every TV program you get now is promoting homosexuality, loathing your husbands and loathing your children, and doing your own thing. Sodomy's on the rise, if you please. The unisex movement, of course, years ago, that moved out. And the ERA movement is promoting homosexuality. The Hollywood's promoting it. Everything, movies are promoting everywhere you go. If we're not careful, we'll put our seal of approval up on it, unknowingly, by following their lifestyles. For instance, long hair on men. God never intended for that to be. Pictures of Jesus are painted long hair on Him, and people say, oh, Jesus had long hair. He didn't do it like that. He goes, listen, that's a homosexual painted that picture and painted him a picture with long hair and made it look like the man that's going to be a homosexual on the end scene one day. When he comes on the scene as the Antichrist, people accept him because that's their concept of who Jesus is. And then short hair on women. That's against nature. It's not right. A long hair on a man from the back ought to look like a man, and you ought to be able to tell the difference from the back because of the hair between a woman and a man. And then whenever a person in our society wears the paraphernalia of the homosexual crowd, you're just promoting it. Wearing their earrings, if you please, and their necklaces on men. God help that. I mean, that's not today. That's against nature, and it ought not to be. And it's being accepted in churches. And Lord, listen, we ought not to accept that. Listen, I know we need to love the sinner and hate the sin, but folks, I want to tell you, when you accept their lifestyles, you're approving of their sin, And God said in His Word in Romans chapter 1, verse 32, that those which have pleasure in them that practice those things are guilty. Judgment's going to be on just the same way. That's what's going to happen in America, if you please. Sounds just like America every way we sit. Why did God destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? Well, it's because of homosexuality, we say, but yet He mentioned men, women loathing their husbands and their children. It talked about the pride and the haughtiness, the fullness of bread, the abundance of idleness. Also didn't strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And then He mentioned abomination or the homosexuality. But that sounds just like America today. And someone made a statement a few years ago and said, if God doesn't destroy America, He'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Folks, I'm going to tell you, God will not have to apologize to anybody for what He does. He's God. Malachi says He changes not. He's not going to have to apologize for that. But America sounds just like a lot like Sodom today. As we see, we're headed down that same path of sins that led to their destruction. And when it was destroyed, that's what happened. He says that was the sin. It wasn't just homosexuality. All these other sins in which we're guilty of in America today. And the Lord said something about the end time, how it's going to be in the last days. When He made this statement in Luke chapter 17, verse number 28 through verse number 30, He said likewise, and of course He just spoke about the fact, the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. He said in verse 27 of Luke 17, this is the days of Noah. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also was it in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In other words, when He comes back in the rapture, He said it's going to be like the days of Noah, going to be like the days of Lot. And it mentioned marrying and giving in marriage in the days of Noah. And then the others would just eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we may die, the phraseology would say. We're just going to enjoy today. And there's abundance of idleness, a fullness of bread, and women loathing their husbands and their children, and pride, full of pride on every side, and not strengthening the hand of the poor and needy. And then, of course, the abomination, which is the homosexual lifestyle. God said He hates those things. That's sin, and it must be judged. Now, we've all got that in our lifestyle in some form back in our lifestyle before we were saved. But Jesus placed them, God placed them on Jesus on the cross of Calvary, our sin. If we'll come to Him by grace through faith and be saved, then we'll stand before God as though we had never sinned. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.